A Brai says the following list of rips may never be professionally repaired. A rip made for a father or mother, for a Rebbe who told him Torah, for a Nazi, for an Abbezin, for hearing bad news, for hearing one curse Hashem, for seeing a Sefer Torah that's burned, for seeing the ruins of the city of Yehuda, for seeing the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash, for seeing the ruins of Yerushalayim. One may make a rip for seeing the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash and then just extend the same rip when he sees the ruins of Yerushalayim. Laura explains, we learned that one must rip his clothing upon the death of a mother, father, and Rebbe from Elisha, who ripped his clothing when his Rebbe Elio was taken away in a fiery chariot. He referred to Elio as Avi Avi, which teaches that someone has to rip for a father and a mother, and then referred to him as Rechev Yisola Parasha, which teaches that he has to rip for a Rebbe as well. The Pasuk says that he took hold of his clothing and ripped them into two pieces. If he ripped them, it's obvious it became two pieces. But it says the teacher that he left it as two pieces forever, meaning that this ripping could never be fully repaired. And Elio didn't die, so why did Elisha rip his clothing? Where it says since Elisha would never see him again, it was as if Elio had died. We learned that after someone has to rip his clothing upon the death of a Nasi Abbezin and for hearing bad news from the Pasuk that says that David and all the people with him ripped their clothing upon the death of Shaul, who was a Nasi, upon the death of Yehoshua, who was the Abbezin, and for the Jewish nation for hearing the bad news that they had suffered a horrible defeat and many lives were lost. Rabbi Shabbat Yosef Kahana, maybe one must only rip when all these three things happen together, like by David. The Marseille says this Pasuk separates each of these things with the word Al, which teaches that each one on its own was enough of a reason to tear the clothing. Shfechim HaShmuel didn't rip his clothing when he was told that Shvar Malka killed 12,000 Yidin. We see that you don't have to rip your clothing for hearing bad news. The Marseille says the obligation is only when the majority of the Tzibur is killed, or at least the majority of the people who went out to battle, like what happened by David. Shfechim HaShvar Malka would tell Shmuel that he was very proud of the fact he never killed any Yidin. So how could it be that he killed 12,000 Yidin? The Marseille says those Yidin rebelled against him. He meant he never killed a Yid for no reason. We learn that one must rip his clothing upon hearing someone curse Hashem from the Pasuk that says that a number of individuals went to Chizkiyahu to tell him that they heard someone curse Hashem, and the Pasuk says that they came with torn clothing. A Braita says a person who hears the curse directly or hears it from someone who heard it must rip his clothing. If witnesses come to Bezin, they testify to what they heard, they don't have to rip the clothing again since they already heard it. They ripped their clothing when they heard it the first time. We see this last concept from the Pasuk stated earlier because the Pasuk says only Chizkiyahu ripped his clothing at that point when he heard what the people said. We learn that these rips may never be properly repaired based on Gzeirah Shavah from the Pasuk regarding Elisha. We learn that if someone must rip his clothing upon seeing a Sefer Torah that is burned from the story of King Yehoyakim, the Pasuk says that when the Megillah of Eicha was read to him, telling him that he would be deposed, Yerushalayim would be destroyed, and the Yidden would suffer. He cut out the Shemus Hashem from the Megillah and threw them into the fire. The Pasuk says that the people there were bad people because they did not rip their clothing when this took place. We see that one is supposed to rip his clothing. Maybe they were supposed to rip for all the bad news that they heard in the Megillah. So Mar says, no, he answered that the bad news hadn't yet happened at that point. It was only a prophecy, so no ripping would have been needed for that. Rahuna said, when someone sees a Sefer Torah getting burned, he has to rip his clothing twice. Once for the burning parchment, once for the ruined letters. Rabbi Abba and Rahuna Barachia were sitting, and Rabbi Abba got up to go to the bathroom. He removed his tefillin, put them on a cushion. An ostrich came along and wanted to swallow the tefillin. Rav Abba said, if that would have happened, I would have had to rip my clothing twice. Rav Huna Bachia said, that's incorrect, because Rav Yehuda told me that Shmuel said you only have to do so when something is forcibly destroyed, as was done by Yehoyakim. We learned that one must rip his clothing upon seeing the ruins of the city of Yehuda from a pasuk that said the people came and ripped their clothing upon discovering that the cities of Yehuda were destroyed. Rechava in the name of Ula, Bira, in the name of Rav said, when one sees the cities of Yehuda or of Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash, he should make a statement telling how these great places are now lying desolate and in ruins, and he should then rip his clothing. Rechava the Brice has said one may make a rip for seeing the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash and then just extend them for seeing the ruins of Yerushalayim. However, another Brice says he has to make a separate rip for Beis HaMikdash and a separate rip for Yerushalayim. The Brice says if he sees Yerushalayim first, then he has to make a second one. When he sees the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash. If he saw the Beis HaMikdash first and only afterwards saw Yerushalayim, then he only has to extend the rip that he already made for the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash. Bryce says even all the rips that are not allowed to be professionally repaired are still allowed to be stitched with wide stitches. They can be folded, gathered, and stitched like a ladder, but never professionally repaired. Chista said professionally repaired means the type of repair that they would do in Alexandria, where the rip was no longer noticeable on the outside of the clothing. Bryce says if one repaired the clothing in the unprofessional way and he rips the clothing on that spot for a later ripping obligation, he's not yoytza. However, if he had it professionally repaired and ripped it in that spot, he is yoytza. Chista said professionally repaired means the type of repair they would do in Alexandria, where it wasn't noticeable anymore, the rip from the outside of the clothing. Bryce says, if one turns over his clothing so that the neckline becomes the hemline, and vice versa, he may fully repair the rip that is now on the hemline. Shimon Elazar says he may not. Also, just as one who made the rip may not fully repair it, so too anyone he sells the clothing to may not fully repair it, so the buyer has to be made to know that this is the case. A Bryce says, or Meir says, the initial ripping must be a tefach, and an extension to the rip, when that suffices, only has to be three etzbois. Rav Yehuda says, the initial rip only has to be three etzbois, and any extension only has to be a minute amount. Ula Paskin, like Rav Meir regarding the initial rip, like Rav Yehuda regarding the extension, Rabbi Yossi says it's an Abraisa as well. A Bryce says, if someone tore for the death of his father, then extended that for the death of his son, the lower part, the extension, may be professionally repaired, the upper part may not. If in the reverse case, the result will be the reverse as well. If one is told at one time that his father, mother, brother, and sister Nebuchadnezzar died, he may make one rip for all of them. Yehuda ben Seir says he makes one rip for the other relatives and a separate one for his parents, because one may not simply extend the rip that was made for his parents. fact, number according to Rabbi Yehuda, say, why can't he rip for the other relatives and then extend that rip for his parents? Rabbi Nachman says, because extending a rip does not suffice for the kriya requirement for one's parents. Shmuel passing like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shmuel passing is like the lenient view regarding a veil. So why do you pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, which is not the lenient view? The Gemara says he doesn't actually follow the lenient view for the ripping obligation, only for the avelus obligation. A braisa says a rip may be extended until it reaches his stomach. Others say until the heart. Once it reaches his stomach, if he wants to use that garment for another ripping obligation, he has to move over 3 etzbois from the last rip and begin ripping again from the top. If there's no more room to rip on the front of the garment, he can turn it around and begin ripping in the back. If the entire top of the garment is full of rips, he may wear it upside down and begin ripping what was on the bottom of the garment. Ripping at the bottom or the side of the garment doesn't fulfill one's ripping obligation, except that a kohen gadol only rips his clothing on the bottom. Rav Masma Roko argue in the name of Shmuel and Shmuel's father and Levi. One says that if a second ripping obligation arises during Shiva, he has to make a totally new rip, and after the Shiva, he can just extend the first rip. Meaning, but if it happened after Shiva, he can just extend the first rip. The other says that the time distinction is Shloishim, not Shiva. Rav Zeira asks, the one who says that Shiva is a timeline, the reason for that would be because before that time, one may not even unprofessionally repair the rip. However, we've learned that a woman may do so to fix a rip immediately. Would that mean that a woman can extend the rip even during Shiva? Mar says she can fix the rip immediately for her dignity. This reason would not allow her to extend the rip before a man would be allowed to do so. According to the one who says that Shloishim is a timeline, the reason for that would be because before that time, one may not professionally repair the rip. Does that mean that if the rip was done for a parent, which may never be professionally repaired, it may never be extended for another obligation? Mar says the reason may never be fully repaired is for the honor of the parents. However, it would be allowed to be extended for another ripping obligation. Rice says if one goes to a Levi in a shirt that's already ripped, he is robbing the dead by not making a new rip for them and the living by making them think that he's in deep mourning. Rav Shimon Galil says if one borrows a garment and tells the person he's using it to go visit his father who is ill and the father then dies, he should rip the borrowed garment, fully repair it, and then return it with the payment for the decrease in value. If he never told the lender what he needed it for, then he's not allowed to tear that clothing at all. Rice says we don't tell a sick person if his immediate relative died so as not to have the stress put him in further danger. We also don't rip clothing in front of him, and we silence the women so that he doesn't hear them wail and find out about the death. We rip the clothing of a minor who is an oval to cause other people to mourn. One rips his clothing upon the death of his father-in-law and mother-in-law out of respect for his wife. Rav Papa said, Bryce and Avila Rabasi says, an oval should not hold a baby because it will lead him to laugh, which is not proper. Mishnah said, Ve'ema Arvin Ela Amita Zekufais. Bryce says, if a consoler eats the meal along with the Avelim, if he feels very close to them, he should sit on an overturned bed. If he does not, he should sit on an upright bed. When Rava sat Shiva and Abba Bar Masna came to visit, he made a bed upright for Abba to sit on. Abba turned the bed back over. Rava made a statement showing that he disagreed with what Abba did.